Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rob Black, Rob, I don't even know who I am anymore, Rob Zakari Show. Another day. Another sign that we're doomed. That's what it is. It's another day and another sign that we're doomed. All sorts of things that are going on, but man, we're just doomed. We really are just doomed. I'll say it again. Republicans are never, ever, ever, ever going to take back the White House or have any say in the government unless they buy CNN, buy NBC, buy ABC. But it really doesn't matter how much. It just doesn't matter. I had a big, not a revelation, because I've known this and I preach it every day, but it was just one of those alone moments, you know, where nobody's around. Maybe you've had a couple alcoholic beverages and you're just kind of staring off into space. And you just kind of go, man, we're doomed. It's one of those moments. Wow, we're doomed. That's all. That's it. We're just doomed. The narratives and let me give you an example. Amy Schumer. This is just a smidgen. When we talk about Hollywood, we talk about television, we talk about media, we talk about creating narratives, we talk about just blasting the average person with messaging. Comedy Central. Comedy Central is a place where young people basically get their news. Comedy Central is a place where young people who don't want to be bored to death watching Brianna Keeler or Wolf Blitzer or Lawrence O'Donnell, they don't want to watch them. So instead, they watch Comedy Central, one of their programs where they give you news, you know, the Jon Stewart show, why it was so popular. So there's a outlet. There's a media outlet that's controlled by liberals. So if you're a young person and you're still kind of forming your ideas, forming your you know, who you are, what you stand for, you're being inundated with liberal messaging, like Amy Schumer doing skits on gun control, watching the BET. BET Awards were this weekend, and again, just all liberal messaging. Just doomed. Just doomed. If you're a Republican, you're just doomed. That's it. That's really it. You're just doomed. There is no there is no turning this around. You know, I love when I listen to a George Will, because as you know, George Will has left the Republican Party. He's gone. It's not his party anymore. Donald Trump has done this. But you realize, as flawed as Hillary Clinton is, it wouldn't have mattered if it's Jeb Bush. It wouldn't matter if it was Ted Cruz. It wouldn't matter if it was little Marco Rubio. The media, the networks, the Hollywood studios, the newspapers, the internet. There's no way, there's absolutely no way that they are going to let a Republican in the White House. Doesn't matter. I don't care how disciplined the Republican if it's Marco Rubio, I'm prime for open borders. I don't care if there's nothing that distinguishes him and Hillary Clinton, except he doesn't have scandals and a 25 or 30 year history. I don't care. He's disciplined. He's just young and good looking, and it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter. The media is never, ever going to let a Democrat, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's Elizabeth, it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered who. It wouldn't have mattered who ran. The media is never, ever going to let a Republican control the White House. It'll never happen. It will never, ever happen. I'm sorry to burst everybody's bubble. I know. It's very defeatist. I know it is. But even the Supreme Court case today that came down ruling against the abortion case that was brought to them. Even that, the reason that happened, let me explain to you. Because what they were arguing to a rational person would seem perfectly fine. I mean, seriously, to a rational person, to say that an abortion clinic, set aside the whole concept of when does life begin? Let's not talk about that, okay? Let's just talk about the I don't know, rational, logical aspect. An abortion clinic having admitting privileges. So basically, the concept of something happening and being able to work at a hospital. So something happens and the woman is life threatened. The woman's gonna die. A hospital can get involved. I mean, if you just kind of break it down like that. And then the other concept, and that's basically health code standards. If you really want to break that down, the clinic has to have this. The clinic has to have this. The bathroom's got to be big enough to put a wheelchair in. Whatever. Just, again, logical, reasonable things. Just to an average person, these are logical and reasonable things. But it was struck down. The whole concept was demonized. I remember John Oliver. Oliver did a whole bit weeks ago. Weeks ago. About how this was crazy. It was crazy. With his stupid English accent. And then, of course, that was, you know, blasted all over social media. It was blasted all over the internet. And then, of course, you know, Rachel Maddow. So the media pushed this narrative of basically, I don't know, washing your hands before you perform an abortion. Again, very, very, very logical. And you would think common sense. And if the argument is, well, all of these clinics, they can't get in line with these regulations, so in turn, it will close all of them down, and you only have a handful open. So a woman now will have to drive 200 or 300 miles to get an abortion. And you sit there and go, so you're saying very simple, common sense, and logical things that a clinic is required to have when they're performing abortions that make things clean, make things safe. These places will not be able to do them? What are they, back alley? What are they, basement operations? It's bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. But because the media controls every aspect of the message, it's put out there that it's a witch hunt. It's to shut down abortion clinics. It's, it's putting unreasonable burdens on these providers. And if liberals didn't own every aspect of the messaging, this would never have ever have gone down. It just wouldn't have. It wouldn't have. I'm telling you, we're doomed. That's all. We're doomed. We're absolutely doomed. It's just absolutely doomed. Absolutely doomed. I'll give you another example. I'm not a Nazi fan, okay? I'm not a Ku Klux Klan fan. All right? I'm not a big supporter of those guys. But there's a but. If they want to have a rally, okay? If they want to have a rally. They want to protest. If they want to assemble, if they want to get together in a park, okay, and they go through the proper paperwork, you know, they do what they have to do to make what they're going to do legal. So they go to the city, they get the permits, they do everything legal. And the city goes, all right, well, hey, it's, you know, free speech. We don't necessarily like your speech, but hey, you just paid us $100 for the permit. This is where you can go. This is the setup. This is your legal right, blah, blah, blah. And then they go do it. It's happened in Sacramento. And while this goes on, you have very much similar to the type of stuff you have seen at the Trump rally, where you have a Trump rally, 10, 15,000 people there who are going to an event. They either buy tickets or they get tickets. Excuse me. They you know, pay for parking. It's an organized event. It's not some loosey-goosey thing that's happening. Or someone goes, you're not supposed to be here. Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, this is legit. This is real. It's like a football game, a baseball game. And then all of these people, these George Soros paid people, these MoveOn.org people, these thugs, these criminals show up and start beating up Trump supporters or beating up people that are in line, throwing rocks at cops. And this is celebrated by the left. It's celebrated by the left. No one condemns it. No one condemns it, because the theory on the left is if it's something that they disapprove of, then doing what they're doing, throwing rocks, lighting things on fire, is perfectly acceptable. And then the media creates this narrative, so the average person at home goes, okay, that's acceptable. I'm being told by NBC, I'm being told by ABC, I'm being told by CBS, I'm being told by BuzzFeed, I'm being told by Huffington Post, I'm being told by everybody that this is acceptable. You're allowed to act this way if you disagree with that message, that speech, that person. Same thing happened in Sacramento. You got a bunch of Klansmen, the Nazis. They do everything they're supposed to do by the book so they can have their little Nazi rally in this area. And along comes tens of 20s of 30s of leftists who came with the sole purpose to shut down this Nazi Klan rally. Again, I'm not a supporter of Nazi Klan rallies. I'm not. But if they get permits and they're doing everything by the book, they should have a right to do that. They absolutely should have a right to do that. No different. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get all crazy. Don't start emailing me. But when there's gay pride parades or St. Paddy's Day parades or Italian festival parades, no different. No different when there's anything that is legally going on that we might not like. We might not like it. But what right do we have to shut it down. So you had all these people go and attack the Nazis. And people are getting stabbed. It's insane. It was just insane. I watched this video and I was shocked. I was like shocked. But unless you actually did some serious digging to get the details, the media's narrative was a bunch of Nazis came to town, bunch of protesters, a bunch of liberals, a bunch of freedom fighters went and shut the Nazis down because they didn't have a right to be there. And all these liberals were stabbed and almost killed. But they did it for us. That's the narrative. But if you dig deep, you're like, wow, this all could have been avoided if these leftists just let the Nazis do what they were legally allowed to do. I'm not a supporter of Nazis. I'm not a supporter of Klansmen. But I am a supporter of people legally having a rally or doing whatever. I don't care. Pay the tax dollars that you got to pay to set up your little stupid rally and go do your rally. You want to talk about white power? Yeah, great. Okay, awesome. Whatever. Who I could care less. But that's why I say we're doomed. We're doomed. We're just doomed. I mean, look at this Brexit thing. So, the people spoke. The people spoke. And now they're talking about wanting to do a revote, a do-over. And the media is pushing this. The media is pushing a do-over. Because the media doesn't like what happened. The politicians don't like what happened. The people that voted to stay don't like what happened. So they're all pushing for a redo. And there's the media, boom, 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 pushing this. Instead of doing it the reverse, saying, the people spoke. End of story. Move on. And when these people are on there talking and saying, we better revote. We want to do over. We want to one more time. None of these people interrupt them and say, whoa, 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 time out. Don't you think that's wrong? Don't you think it's wrong to say, oh, we lost. Let's do it again. But they're not. They're doomed. I'm telling you, we're doomed. We're doomed. We're just doomed. People tell me, but Rob, there's conservative internet sites, there's conservative TV. Like I said before, you have to go there. You have to go there. If you have to dial up, you know, www.something.something.something, Drudge, something, Breitbart. Unless you do that, you're not going to get the other side. And in most cases, the truth. It's the free. As we heard the words during this Trump campaign, free media. It's the free media. It's that media. You have to control that media. You have to own that. You have to own Hollywood. You have to own studios. You have to own production company. I saw Independence Day last night. I saw Independence Day. huge at the box office, besides Dora the Explorer, whatever the hell it was. Independence Day. Independence Day, guess what? The president of the United States was a woman. So here's this blockbuster Hollywood movie. Blockbuster. Millions of dollars. And what's the subtle message? A woman president. A woman president. Guys, I don't know how many times I've said this. What we go through with the media as far as liberal ideas and you know, who's going to be the president? Who's having a better week? Look where the polls are. All of that is no different than advertising. Coca-Cola, Taco Bell. Why? If this didn't work, you wouldn't have million-dollar ads on the Super Bowl. You wouldn't have advertising at all. These internet companies, these internet companies that don't do anything per se, would cease to exist. But something like Facebook that reaches a billion people is worth what it's worth because as an advertiser, you could get your product on the eyeballs of a billion people. Who knows if they'll buy it? But it somewhat must be working. It somewhat must subliminally put it in their head so the day comes when they want a beverage or they want Gold Bond for their private area. That's the product that they get. So that same concept, just apply it to the media when it comes to politics, and it comes to abortion, it comes to gay marriage, and it comes to guns, and it comes to legalized marijuana. All of those things. I mean, again, think about the concept of voter ID. Think about that concept. I equate that somewhat to the abortion law that just got struck down. Seems like a common sense thing. Seems like, oh, well, yeah, sure, abortion clinics to be clean. Abortion clinics to be able to have admitting privileges. Yeah, I get it. You're doing a dangerous procedure on a woman. Things happen. Things happen. It's a medical procedure. But the media creates this information, so the logical is gone. That logical part of your brain where you go, yeah, that makes sense. The media destroys that. So you then get on the illogical train. Same thing with voter ID. Voter ID. To vote, you have to have a form of ID. It doesn't have to be a driver's license. It's a form of ID. Form of ID. State issue ID that says, this is who I am. This is my address. This is my fingerprint. This shows that I'm a human being. Shows that I'm a human being. And the concept of for the president of the United States, or your congressman or a senator, or if abortion clinics need to be clean, or if you could, you know, have a background, whatever, background check, whatever. But somehow the media, the left, has spun this to suppressing black vote. By requiring this, you're suppressing people's right to vote because don't have ID. Black people wander the streets with no form of identification. Listen, if you don't have a form of identification, I don't know if you're worried about voting. I mean, if you have no ID, you need ID practically for every facet of life. I mean, if you get a paycheck, if you get a paycheck, you need ID. If you go to a bank, you need ID. You get on an airplane, you need ID. You go to a bar, you go to a restaurant, you go to any place that's serving alcohol, you need an ID. Buy cigarettes, you need an ID. I mean, we could go through a whole list. We go through a whole list. So if you don't have ID, that means you don't get a paycheck, you don't have a bank account. You don't travel. You don't go out to a bar, a restaurant. I mean, it's a very long list. So to say, you got to have an ID. Got to have an ID to vote. Seems like a logical and rational thing. No. It's now a race thing. It's now a race thing. If you're talking about voter ID, you're a racist. The media and the left create this. They create the rational thought, pull it out of your head, and replace it with an irrational, illogical stance on something. I mean, if you think about the whole abortion bill or abortion law that just got struck down and compare it to guns and gun rights and gun laws that have either get struck down or get get held in place. On the left side, and this is why I say it's all about the media. It's about advertising. It's about messaging. It's about putting something in someone's brain when they're sitting there watching television, waiting to get on an airplane, or they're in a doctor's office. So, as it pertains to abortion, as far as the left's concerned, there should be no restrictions put on abortion. Roe v. Wade made it absolute, no matter what, up to 20 weeks, that's like the limit when the kid, the fetus is a fetus, when it can live outside the womb. They determined that you can't have an abortion after that mark. And as far as the left's concerned, any restriction whatsoever. Hey, that abortion clinic's got to have, like, clean instruments. That's a restriction. What if that abortion clinic can't afford the machine that you say they need to use to clean the instruments? the old machine they use is just fine. You're just making them lay out the extra money for that other machine, knowing that they won't be able to afford it, knowing that they won't be able to comply, knowing that they'll have to close down, which then in turn restricts this woman's right to an abortion. So, nope, can't do it. Any way you're restricting, any way, any obstacle, nope, Supreme Court ruled, this is a right. If you do anything to mess with it, we're going to say you're attacking women, you're a misogynist, you're pro-rapist, you're... Okay, all right. We're into the irrational zone. But when it comes to guns, oh, restriction after restriction. Every day there's a... If somebody dies, okay, the left will jump on that aspect of a gun death. Forget Chicago. Forget the murder capital of the world. They pretend that doesn't exist. That people are getting killed with guns left and right. No assault rifles, just handguns. They're not going to talk about that. They're only going to talk about an assault rifle. They're only going to talk about certain cartridges to fit certain assault rifles. They're going to talk about lists. They want to just put whoever on a list. And they're perfectly fine with these restrictions. And the media will play the whole restriction game. They'll use the talking points. Whoa, that's not a restriction. That's just common sense. That's not denying someone their rights. That's just... completely opposite when it comes to abortion. And the Texas case, to me, it is no different than when someone goes, oh, I think they should have a 7-day background check. What? Oh, I think they should have universal background checks. No. A universal, that could cost somebody up to $100. And what if that person is poor? Or what if that person doesn't have a lot of money and they can't afford to pay the $100 for a background check? So now you're restricting their access. To me, it's no different. But liberals laugh in the face of that conservative argument. When you hear conservatives talk that way about universal background checks or things of that nature, when you're putting undue burdens on law-abiding citizens, the left scoffs at it. The media scoffs at it. Jake Tapper scoffs at it. Wolf Blitzer scoffs at it. Daily Beast scoffs at it. They all scoff at it. And they mock conservatives. Comedy Central mocks conservatives. Amy Schumer mocks conservatives. Hollywood elites and the not-so-elites mock conservatives. It's a big mock festival. But when you flip that onto the abortion argument and go, hey, they should have to comply with this medical facility or standards of cleanliness, or the, oh, you're restricting, you're, what's wrong with you? Oh, I think they should have some, you know, ID to vote. Ah, oh, you're a racist, what's wrong with you? Okay, all right now. And that wouldn't be that way if it wasn't for the media. So we could sit here all day. We could sit here all day and argue which candidate's better and you know, Paul Ryan's a sellout and Mitch McConnell's a doo-doo head and blah, blah, blah. No matter. Like I said, we could have the most pristine, unflawed candidate ever. Okay? We could have the most charismatic. We could have Listen, you could have Ronald Reagan right now. Okay? You could have Ronald Reagan right now, and he would get lit up. He would get lit up by the media. He could say everything the correctly. He could do the dance so the Republican establishment would be like, oh, my God, we're going to get behind you. We're not going to challenge you. We're going to love you, and we're going to hold you. And doesn't matter. The media would destroy him. The media will destroy conservatives. The media will destroy Republicans. What Republicans needed to do, and it's not necessarily too late. It's too late to affect anything in the next, you know, this presidential cycle for this next 4 years. But it's not too late to build. But what Republicans need to do is buy a CNN. And not just one, because liberals don't just have one. Liberals don't just have CBS. They don't just have NBC. They don't just have ABC. They own all of them. They don't just own one newspaper. They own New York Times, Washington Post. They don't just own one internet service or provider. They own all of them. They own Yahoo. They own Google. They own Facebook. They own Twitter. So that's the only way. It's the only way it's going to happen. Okay? Until then, what we do is spin our effing wheels. Those of you who are already conservative or Republican leaning will listen to people like me and go, yes, 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 or no, no, no. But it's not like we're converting new people. It's not like this is being beamed out to people on the left every single day. Someone who is on the left is not going to listen to this show. Someone on the left's not going to listen to Roush Limbu. Someone on the left's not going to listen to Shun Hinidu. Someone on the left's not going to listen to Glenn B. So we're basically preaching to the choir. The left is preaching to the new people. The left is preaching to fresh minds, fresh faces, fresh ears, and fresh hearts. Not us. We're preaching to the choir. There's my intro of the day. All right? I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the polls. I know, so let's talk about the polls on this bit, but I just had to unload. Because there's just so much going on with the abortion case. It's just, like I said, it was one of those weekend staring off into the abyss of life, having some alcoholic beverages, and just going, this is all for nothing. I know it's defeatist, and I don't want some of you to be completely bummed out. But it's that defeatist, all for nothing vibe. It is. No matter what we do, it's not going to change. Because any progress we make, the media is there to destroy us. Media is there to destroy us.